A report released Monday from the Haas Center at UWF contradicts an earlier report on payday loans in Florida. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
The Research Institute on Social and Economic Policy at Florida International University in Miami released a report in late summer that said the Pensacola region was responsible for close to 40% of the state's payday loan transactions in 2012, by far more than any other metropolitan area in Florida.
The numbers just didn't seem like they could be right.
Dr. Rick Harper is the director of the University of West Florida's Office of Economic Development and Engagement and a past director of the Haas Center, which issued the new report.
Haas Center staff started investigating this report and the data sources, and as it turned out, in fact, there were errors in that report. And so the work that the Haas Center has done updates and corrects that earlier finding.
Payday lending is a billion-dollar business in Florida, one of 38 states where the loans are legal. They are short-term loans, usually to be paid off by the client's next paycheck, that charge high interest rates and high origination fees. For the most part, they're used by low-income workers to get cash advances to pay day-to-day bills in between paychecks. The problem comes when a borrower pays the loan from their paycheck. There's not enough money left, so they need another loan. It's a very expensive cycle.
You could see a $300 loan that has $10, $20 of fees associated with it. And what that means, given that these loans are extremely short-term in nature, only several weeks in duration typically, if people are paying $20 for the privilege of getting a loan every other week for $300, then what you see over the course of a year, when you start calculating the effective interest rate, which takes into account the upfront fees that people have to pay, what you find is that in states where payday lending is legal, you find that people are paying interest rates of 300, 350% per year to get access to capital. And that's just much, much higher than it should be.
The new report from the Haas Center found that people in the Pensacola area actually use fewer payday loans than the state average. Of Florida's 67 counties, Escambia is number 27 in payday loan use, Okaloosa's 28, Santa Rosa 51.
The two counties in Florida that have a disproportionately high rate of usage are actually Osceola, which is part of the Orlando metro area. There, they got almost 5 payday loans per person, and then Hillsborough County, which is Tampa.
Dr. Rick Harper says it's mostly low-income people who use payday loans, the people who can least afford them.
It's certainly concentrated in low-income communities within metro areas. And it's a fact of life for lower and middle income households who find themselves in a financial bind. You know, you hear a lot in the popular press that the majority of American households are only one or two paychecks away from a crisis, in the sense that if they did not have a paycheck for a month, they wouldn't be able to get by without access to credit. And that's what we see here, is that it is lower and moderate income households who use payday loans extensively.
You can find links to the Haas Center's report on payday loan use in Florida on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.